This is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons and are having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Ming Chen.
Mike Zapsik.
And we're from a podcast called I Sell Comics and also a little TV show called
Comic Book Men.
And you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Omar Spahi.
And this is Seek Donnelly.
From Awesome Comics.
And you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Courtney Cruz from Devil's Playground Burlesque, and you are listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Allen. You're listening to Mem and For the Villain at Comic Syndicate. I messed that up, but Comic Syndicate. You got it.
Hey, this is a Comic Syndicate, and we are doing a special
previews
of February 2014.
Yes, we're going to be solicits for the next few months for the most part, dude. We have February, March with our previews as well, dude. So we can toss a few things out. This one's just going to be a special episode, strictly comic, guys. Everything that we're reading right now, where the Marvel Universe is going, and give you guys some insight on how we feel about it.
We'll start off with Marvel,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll see where we go from there.
Awesome, yeah.
So the first one in the book is Fantastic Four number one, and this is the end of the run of Matt Fraction. We have writer, James Robinson, and the artist is Leonardo Kirk.
Nice.
I'm just going to read the little thing at the bottom. It says, The Fall of the Fantastic Four Part 1. The world's greatest comic magazine begins anew with Marvel's first family in the Fantastic Four, but as the brilliant Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, and even the Thing and the hot-headed Human Torch embark on a strange mission, they aren't met with a new beginnings, but are the ultimate end as the family of cosmic explorers head towards their darkness hour. Mm. One who could possibly be behind this downfall, and how is one of their oldest enemies, the dragon known as Fin Fang Foom, involved? Prepare for the Fantastic Four.
Interesting. You're collecting Fantastic Four right now.
Yes, I haven't read them, but I have all 16.
Okay.
And I'm going to sit down one weekend and just read all of them.
Okay, dude. Very cool, dude. I still got to read a few of yours. The next one's going to be Loki, number one. Agent of Asgard. This one's going to be written by Al Ewing, and the art's going to be from Lee Garbett. It said, Old God, New Trickster. Kid Loki's all grown up. Really? He's Kid Loki, dude? And the God of Mischief is stronger, smarter, sexier, and just plain sneakier than he ever was before. As Asgardians, one man's secret service, he's ready to lie, cheat, steal, bluff, and snog his way through the twistiest, turniest, and most treacherous missions the All-Mother can throw at him, starting with the heart-stopping heist on Avengers Tower and the death of Thor. Interesting. And that's the beginning. Where would we lie to you? Interesting. This is Loki, true believer. We're lying to you right now. Stupid. All right, dude. I'm a Loki fan.
I'm glad he got his own comic.
I never was, though, prior. But off of the movies, I'm fucking loving him, dude. So I'm down with that, dude. Hopefully people are going to get behind it, dude. I'm curious to see where it goes.
All right. Sounds good. We got, let's see, number one of five. Rick Remender is writing Winter Soldier, The Bitter March, art by Ronald Boshi. Boshi? I don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah, Boshi, dude.
Yeah. So, 1966, with Nick Fury missing and presumed dead, global espionage agency S.H.I.E.L.D. sends secret agent Ran Shin to collect two Nazi scientists with the key to defining who wins the Cold War, but the Americans are not the only ones who want this high-value scientist.
Yeah.
The Soviets have opened the Red Room, releasing their most dangerous operative, the Winter Soldier. Who on breaks to the world is presumed dead partner of Captain America, Bucky Barnes.
Yeah.
The brainwashed soldier mission is to acquire the scientists by any means or to kill should they fail into American hands. So it looks like a classic 60s type comic book.
How do you feel? Okay. Could be good depending on the movie.
I never really read Winter Soldier. I heard it was really good.
You know, I heard the same thing. I can't. I I can't say I've really read much myself.
No, the art looks all right. They have like a little preview.
Yeah,
maybe just because it's number one.
You know, I'll give it a chance. This one, though, I think I would be more stoked on. This one is going to be She-Hulk number one. I'm not a big She-Hulk fan, but names on here.
Yes.
Charles Soule.
Yeah, Charles Soule is blowing up.
Oh, my gosh. He's such a maniac, dude. He's writing Swamp Thing right now. He's writing a lot of things for every company right now, dude. And the artist is going to be Javier Pulido, who did something recently on Batman Black and White. This one, Jennifer Walters is the She-Hulk, a stalwart Avenger, valued member of the FF, savior of the world on more than one occasion. She's also a killer attorney with a pile of degrees and professional respect. A 7-foot tall drink of cool emerald water. She's tough enough to knock out Galactus with one punch. Possibly. I don't know about all that.
I don't know about that.
And has a heart bigger than the moon. But juggling cases and kicking bad guy butt is starting to be a little more complicated than she anticipated. With a new practice, a new paralegal, and a mounting number of supervillains she's racking up as personal enemies. She-Hulk might have been off a little more than she can chew, but she just calls that Tuesday. Or maybe Shug. But I... Okay, dude, again, Adam, Charles Soule, it's number one. Very simple art, it looks like, but I think I might have to be on.
You have to. It's Charles Soule.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, it's Soule, dude. Of course, dude.
Next one is Wolverine number one. Looks like Wolverine's number 27th book.
Before we, that's what I was gonna ask. How do you feel about another Wolverine?
Title? Paul Cornell,
writer,
and Ryan Stegman.
Ryan Stegman, dude. That's the only reason I would jump on this title.
Damn it.
Because it's our boy who does Superior Spider-Man right now. But since he's not going to be working on Superior anymore.
Don't say that.
I don't think he's going to be working on Amazing Spider-Man either, though. I got to look into that.
God damn it. All right, so Wolverine is no more. After events of Killable Wolverine, which I did not read.
I did not.
Has something to prove. Obviously, he's not dead if he's having this book. Before he can take on Sabretooth again. Nice. He'll need to build himself back up, get better and stronger, and... Okay. He's ever been, but if it's not as easy as he thought, and he'll soon find himself turning to other means of revenge when its normal channels don't seem to be working fast enough. Can he fight back his demons, or is this the beginning of a Wolverine who's gone to the dark side?
Interesting. All right.
Beautiful picture. They have the cover of Wolverine holding a gun and his claws out. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, it's Ryan Stegman. I love his art.
He's so good.
Yes, I dig, dude. So I might have to, like you said, it's number one, dude.
Yeah.
This next one's going to be... this one's going to be... All right, guys. I'm a Nova fan. I was never a New Warriors fan, but let's try to sell you guys. It's going to be Christopher Yost is the writer. He does a few DC titles, I believe. Marcus 2 is the artist. Warriors Reborn, New Warriors Number 1, Adventurers, Speedball, and Justice have come together with a group of young heroes including Nova, Sun Girl, and Hummingbird, and even a couple of new faces to stop the latest threat to the Marvel Universe, the Atlanteans. Inhumans, clones, and hundreds of other so-called quote-unquote superior beings are living amongst the humans of the Marvel Universe. Interesting, but not everyone is pleased about it. The High Evolutionary has raised an army to combat the evolution of humanity, and the New Warriors are locked in its sights. I was never a fan of New Warriors, but again, I'm a Nova fan, dude, so...
Sounds good. I don't know. We got next is Miss Marvel, Bob from fucking Talking Comics.
Yeah.
Loves this comic book. Dude. I really hope he doesn't love this one so it doesn't get
Even
canceled.
Even Steve loves it.
So, that's a inside joke.
Yeah, very inside joke.
We got G. Willow Wilson. Writer and Adrian Alfono. I can't say these fucking names. Bro.
Yeah, dude. Adrian Alfona. Alfona, yeah.
So, this is Miss Marvel. She looks a little tan in this one, but all right. Marvel Comics presents the all-new Miss Marvel, the groundbreaking heroic that has become an international sensation. Carmela Cain is just an ordinary girl from Jersey City. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Until she is... Fucking Snooki, what the fuck? All right, anyways, until she is suddenly empowered with the external gifts. But who truly is an all-new Miss Marvel, teenager, Muslim, inhuman, Snooki? Find out as she takes the Marvel Universe by storm and prepare for the epic tale Jesus Christ, I give this fucking 5 issues. This is horrible.
Bob's gonna get all fucking
mad about it. Oh, you got a cool one. Check out this one.
All right. Ooh, this one should be interesting, guys. Here's the relaunch. The Punisher, number one. The writer is gonna be Nathan Edmondson, who worked on something you read last week. I forgot what it was. Anyways, Mitch Gerards is the artist and colorer. For years, the Punisher has waged a war on crime in New York City with an array of very large guns. But a lead on a major source of drugs, weapons, and more has set his many sights due west. Now, Frank Castle's in the City of Angels. Interesting, looking to give him and the devil his due. Things aren't all they appear, though, with a highly trained military hit squad hot on Frank's tail, caught between a posse of Punisher predators and targets of his own one man of war. Frank's manifest destiny may be a shallow grave. Interesting.
I kind of miss reading.
Looks like Machete.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, how do you feel about Frank Castle?
I would like to read.
It's a great jumping on point for a lot of people. So I'm definitely gonna pick it up.
X-Force number one. Okay, we got. Let's see, Simon. What is that? Superior.
It's gonna be Simon Spurrier.
Spurrier
and Rocky Kim.
Almost every state in the Marvel universe makes use of superheroes to protect national interests and pursues to a covert agenda. The United States has the Secret Avengers. The United Kingdom has M113. You've heard of that?
No.
I guess these are all special teams. And the mutant kind has X-Force. In this dirty, secret, no-holds-barred, deadly game of superhuman black ops, veteran X-Man Cable and his team will spy, torture, and kill to ensure that the mutant race not only has a place in the world but also a stake in it. This doesn't fucking isn't this like Cable and the X-Men? Or
it is, dude. I'm a Cable fan. I'm an X-Force. Which team members do you see on there? Is that the Phantom X1 and Psylocke?
I see Psylocke. I don't know who the two other dudes are.
Yeah, it's gonna be Phantom X. Ooh, what's her name? What was her fucking name? She was a Morlock.
Oh fuck! I don't know.
Meryl, she's back.
Oh, the one with the bones.
Yes,
she was badass though.
She was pretty dope.
She fucking takes bones and throws at people.
Yeah, it's crazy. Fucked up Wolverine, dude. Now the art looks pretty good. The art looks good, dude. The story has to be really good for me to fucking jump on board. But next one's gonna be, Adam.
What we got?
Superior Spider-Man 27. Point now. Now since we're talking about it. Superior Spider-Man is going to end on issue number 35. Now, these are weekly comics.
We only have like 2 more months.
Oh my god. Oh boy, dude. Now, this is going to be, again, now not each title is going to launch from number one. They're going to call it whatever number it is, point now. But then they're hashtagging it number one. This one's going to be Goblin Nation number 1 of 5. The end starts here. Superior Spider-Man versus the Goblin Nation. The so-called Superior Spider-Man has failed. Under his watch, the Green Goblin took control of New York's underworld.
Jesus, spoilers.
I know, right? Big time. This is all Otto Octavius' fault. Now it is his responsibility to take the Goblin down. Win or lose, this shall be Otto's greatest battle. Whatever you do, don't miss the first chapter of the biggest event in the entire Superior Spider-Man saga.
Hell yeah.
Book already.
Tell me Dan Slott's writing this.
Dan Slott, our boy, is writing it. And the artist is going to be Giuseppe Kemencolli.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Ramos. Not
Stegman or Ramos, dude.
Doesn't sound like Ramos.
But I think everyone's jumping ship since they... I'm gonna be bummed, but yeah, we only have about 8 more issues left with him. 2 more months exactly on the dot, dude, left with him.
Jeez. Oh, Captain America.
Yeah.
I've been reading this. Rick Remender and, how do you say this name? The artist?
The artist is going to be Pascal Elix, I believe.
I think that is the artist that's on there right now.
Yeah, okay. Are you reading it right now?
I am. I actually caught 2 issues behind.
Okay.
The Iron Maneo, Prology, A Choice. Captain America, the super soldier patriot of the World War II, is away. Left in his place is the daughter of criminal mastermind Ermian Zola. Jet Black, that's her name, it's a chick. This takes place in the beginning of Captain America He's lost in World Z.
Okay.
And he meets up with the girl, Jet Black, which is the daughter of this of the mastermind.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
He takes her back to our world.
Really?
So she's okay. She's here with him. As beautiful as she is, powerful, Jet Black's mostly learned the laws of the mortal men in New York City. But when a group of Nazis, so, oh, it's always Nazis, soldiers known as the S-Men.
Bastards.
Lure Black into evil, will she follow in the footsteps of her father?
Interesting.
Great art. I will pick
it is Remender, though, you said, right?
It is, yes. Yeah, so he's still on
Remender, dude. All right, man. We can jump into some fucking DC real quick, dude. We got a lot of everything else we can jump on. But I'm just going to kill these real quick, and then I'll pass them to you.
Cool, right, man. Now.
It's going to be Forever Evil is ending, guys. So Forever Evil number 7 is the wrap-up. We're going to find out. It's Evil versus Evil and the Shocking Take No Prisoners conclusion to Forever Evil. What will be the fate of Lex Luthor and his Injustice League? Who will live and who will die? We know who's going to die.
Yeah, fucking unfortunately.
Spoiler alert, it's going to be my boy. And why the Hooded Man is the most feared being from the Syndicate's world. Do not miss the startling finale that will leave the DC universe reeling and reveal the secrets to the future. So everything that it ran into, dude. So that's Forever Evil is going to wrap up with that one. Justice League number 29, the last of Forever Evil. Justice League of America number 13, last of the fucking Forever Evil.
Fucking crossovers.
Forever Argus, yeah. Number 6, Forever Evil. Arkham War, I'm kind of curious about.
It's on it's already on like number 5.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Now I noticed because Bane's some sort of Batman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's working with Talon. I actually read it in the store, and I'm like, fuck, I.
You read it in I'll the read. Store?
Yeah. I had to, man. Forever Evil, Rogues Rebellion number 6. Forever Evil, Trinity of Sin, The Phantom Stranger. Forever Evil, Constantine number 12. Trinity of Sin, Pandora number 9. Justice League Dark number 29. Forever Evil. And then that's about it. If you want to start with Aquaman, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll start with Aquaman. Yeah, see what you got here. Aquaman number 29. Picture, you know, you guys can't see it. It is, what is that fucking? It looks like wannabe, what's his name? Marvel big helmet.
Dennis, Galactus looking motherfucker?
Nah, what does that look like?
He looks like a lot of people, dude.
Juggernaut.
He does look
he looks like a juggernaut. Like anyways, it's, Aquaman 29, written by Jeff Parker, and Sean Persons is the writer, and it's an all-out action as Aquaman feels the wrath of Atlas as he makes his first appearance in the New 52, and the environment havoc seems in the pages of Swamp Thing may put author in a collision course with a certain avatar of Green.
Ooh. Interesting, dude. I like it. You know, I'm barely catching up to fucking Aquaman right now, so I'm kind of curious.
I'm way behind, dude.
Oh, dude, it's so much DC. Well, with the grab boxes I received now I'm able to catch up. It's just now finding the time to read.
Wow. I'll do the Flash 29. I'm not reading the Flash, but I heard it's really good.
Yeah, I heard it's good too, dude. It's what's the name with the Aquaman? Go for it, dude.
Brian Broccoletto.
This one looks
terrible
like
terrible with fucking name.
Brian Bucciolato.
Bucciolato.
Patrick Zurcher, I want to say.
Yeah, it's the writer. The Flash faces the final battle against the Century City Killer. But will he learn the truth behind the murder of Barry Allen's mother? Ooh, on Dead Man Can't Help Solve the Mystery.
Interesting.
So, Barry Allen, he's barely right now in the Arrow. They introduce his character.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's episode.
Episode of Arrow, dude. Yeah.
So he just got shocked with the
I saw that the other day. Yeah. I'm so behind on those, dude.
So
all right, dude. I'm down with that one, dude. Next one's gonna be Green Arrow. That's the one you just read, right?
No, I read the Flash.
Ooh, okay. Speaking of Green Arrow, number 29. Are you collecting Green Arrows at all?
I should be.
Okay, this
one's got really good.
You know, that's what I hear about a lot of them, dude. This one's going to be Green Arrow. It's written by Jeff Lemire. I love Jeff Lemire anyways. Art and cover by Andrea Sorrentino. It's called, I guess, wow, we're missing out already. The Outsiders War. Part 3. In the latest chapter of this game-changing epic, Green Arrow tries to take the fight to the Outsiders, but he's badly outnumbered, and things are about to go from bad to worse. How can Ollie possibly survive? Now, these ones, guys, are going to drop within the next few months, by February. So okay. That's why it sounds like we're spoiling, which we kind of are.
We kind of are.
But we're just trying to get you guys interested in, you know, give you the quick excerpts so you guys can be intrigued to jump on a comic.
Let's see. Justice League 3000. Are we reading that?
No, I'm not reading any Justice League whatsoever. Dude.
Wonder Woman's supposed to be good. I'm not not reading it, but it's by the same author that's doing The Flash. If the helmet fits, then it's time to play God. And it fucking looks like Loki's helmet. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, it does.
Jesus Christ. Let's see what else we got here. Batman and Superman number 9, I stopped reading.
Ooh, you know,
Greg Park. Okay. Confusing as fuck.
Okay, I'm yeah, I'm not digging. I think I'm jumping off already, but I don't like the side paneling the way they're doing it.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a turn off for me.
It's a skip.
Find a good one, dude.
World's Finest. I just like Power Woman.
Yeah, all right.
Earth 2. You been reading that?
No, I'm not.
Well, here's one I'm reading. Superman and Wonder Woman number 6.
You know, you're still on board? I am too.
Charles Soule, baby.
It's Charles Soule, dude. Yes, yes.
God damn.
Now, it's written nicely, dude. Go ahead and read that one because I'm curious where it goes. If you read the last one.
Fuck. It's going to be... Okay.
Zod's bad.
Yeah, when the Phantom Zone is breached by Zod, Superman and Wonder Woman are forced to do the unthinkable to stop the tyrant from global destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But can they do it with what must be done? And will the world forgive them? Hmm. This issue is also that's a combo pack. You know, that brings up another fucking
go
point.
For it.
DC combo packs
are fucking
bullshit.
Horseshit, dude.
Fucking Marvel, being the Jews they are, they still hook you up for $3.99 with a
digital copy. DC charges you an extra buck for the fucking digital copy.
Batman, $5.
Yeah, that's some horseshit. That's bullshit. Dude. Yeah.
Superman on Chain. You want to read this one? You want me to read it?
Yeah, actually, go for it.
Our boy Scott Snyder.
Yep, yep.
Our other boy Jim Lee.
Yes.
Looks like
what number is that one?
This is number 8.
8. Okay, and it's gonna wrap up with number 9. So go for it. I'm curious.
It's all going to hell. Oh, great. as cosmic level war breaks out, the full truth of who or what wrath is finally coming to light. I don't know who the guy behind Superman is.
Okay, let's see that real quick. Now, wrath right now. That's wrath.
That's wrath. Okay. Now,
He was genetically engineered, kind of like Superman, dude. Now, okay. The government is the one who put this creature together. But they kept him around just in case we needed to stop Superman.
Okay.
Be like our government.
Oh, that's the fool that's in the beginning of the... That's the homeboy.
Yes, that's
okay, homeboy. Okay.
Now, it's funny because the way they've been interacting with each other is like... All right, shit's going down all over the world. Superman, help me out. It's a pleasure working with you, but I'm gonna feel bad when I have to kill you. So it's interesting, dude. It's Snyder writing it. So go. All right.
Action Comics. I've heard the last two
are really good, right?
Are blowing up. The last two issues of Action Comics. Every review I've heard is very good. So we got Greg Park and art cover by
Pack, right?
No, it's this is the cover.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Our end cover by Aaron... I don't know what to say.
This one's going to be, it looks like, Aaron Cooter.
Cooters?
And Greg Pak. Actually, Greg Pak's fucking pretty dope.
Yeah. So. Superman must protect the subterranes of the Ghost Soldier and the U.S. Army Forces. Jesus. He's about to become public enemy number one. I have no idea who those guys are. Must be good. Superman 29, not reading. You reading Superboy?
I'm not reading. No, not at all. Dude. Super anything? No, Justice League, really.
Eh. Supergirl. Okay, I'll let you read Batman 29.
All right. Let's do it, dude. All right, guys, this is going to be who? Guys, this is Batman number 29,
what
the
is
future
that? Is
cover.
That, is that a question mark?
Yeah, it is a question mark, my friend. And it looks like he's in a pile of fucking bones, dude. So it's Batman in there. It's going to be still part of the Zero Year, guys. Batman 29, written by Scott Snyder, our boy, Greg Capullo, and Danny Mickey. It's going to be on sale March 12th, $4.99. Combo pack is $5.99. The Dark City chapter of Zero Year reaches its conclusion in this amazing extra-sized issue. Not bad, then. So $4.99 for a sized issue. Now the next chapter of Zero Year is almost upon us, and we've saved the best for last. What corners of Batman's past will be revealed, and how will they impact his very near future? Find out here. And we're on board with it anyways, dude. So I'm digging, dude.
Yeah, I love
that. Zero Years are just fucking pretty gorgeous reads right now, dude.
It's one of the one DC comic books I'm reading. You've been jumping on Detective?
You've been reading that? You know I have, dude, actually, dude.
All right, we got John Layman. I thought he was going to be off the book.
I heard the same thing, dude. Yeah.
Well, this is number 29. The stunning conclusion of Gothotopia, Batman...
Gothotopia, something like that, yeah.
Batman discovers the terrifying secret behind this brave new world. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Mm.
Art looks good. What do we got here? Catwoman, I'm not reading.
No.
She's hot as fuck, though. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, each fucking comic is a fucking porn mag.
Batgirl 29, I know you're reading. Gail Simone's still in the book, thank God. For another couple weeks. Remember she quit? Remember she was gone and then she...
They
fucking said, just kidding.
They fired her and then the backlash she got, they're like, just kidding.
My bad.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Dead Before Sunrise, Batgirl and the Talon, known as Strix? S-T-R-R-I-X?
Yeah, Strix, dude.
Raised to stop a new villain, Silver, who has ties to iVampire star Andrew Bennett. So we got three different comic books in this one, looks like. iVampire was supposed to be pretty good.
iVampire,
they died off quick, though. They had, like, two trade backs, and they died.
That's what it was, yeah.
I know you're digging Batgirl. Looks like vampires and werewolves.
Cool. Is that still part of the Gothopia?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
Birds of Prey, not reading.
Birds of Prey, not reading myself.
You know, this is one of the worst Batman books ever. The Dark Knight. Batman, have you read it? Those are just terrible. You read it? You like them?
You know what?
I
would have to back you.
They spent like a year on Mad Hatter. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck's going on here?
This is very true, dude. No, I'm actually not reading it, my bad, dude.
So anyways, we got... You know they have Batman and Two-Face?
Yes.
They got Batman and Aquaman.
I'm kind of
cool. Number 29.
Okay, I posted a picture of that one last night.
That's pretty cool.
Because I'm digging it. Okay, we'll read that one because I'm curious, dude.
Our writer is Peter James Toms. Tomasi?
Tomasi, yes. Peter James Tomasi.
Art by Patrick Gleason.
Patrick Gleason. I like that team already, though,
and
dude.
And Mark Gray. Batman is ready to settle the score with Ra's al Ghul, who stole Robin's body that's not spoilers.
Ooh, no, that's not actually that's big time spoilers. But
God
read,
damn
it. Read it.
Okay, alright. We kind of figured it was him.
Yes. If you're not reading Batman, dude,
yeah.
There's only one person who's, well, Talia was kind of assuming too, but
she's hot.
So Ra's al Ghul digs up his Damian Wayne's, his grandson's
fucking
body,
grandson, dude. As the Dark Knight travels to the island where Damian was born, he is set on a collision course with Aquaman. I'm gonna have to buy it.
You know, I'm fucking totally all aboard, dude. Yeah.
Batwoman, lesbian. Want to read that?
Yeah. Well, is anybody collecting Batwoman?
Some chick
Batwoman?
Behind her, dude. Like.
Now, initially, she was supposed to get married to her girlfriend, but
they canceled it.
DC came up with some fucking bullshit. Anyways, Batwoman. I'm sorry, number 29, written by Mark Andraco and art by Jason Masters. It's gonna come out March 19th. The secret behind Wolf Spider's assault is revealed, but will it be too late for Batwoman to save her father from his deadly grasp? Guest starring Maggie's very angry ex-husband.
Boo.
Are you reading Batwing number 29 or Batman?
Oh, I don't read Batwing.
It looks interesting. They haven't jumped on at all. Nightwing number 29, have to jump on, written by Kyle Higgins, art by Russell Dodderman. This is his last issue that Kyle Higgins is going to write. This one with Nightwing questioning his purpose. Will he be able to stop Mr. Zaz's relentless rampage through Chicago? Don't miss this epic story that leads into the events of Forever Evil, which...
Fuck.
We know where it's going, man. You can read the next two, dude.
These two ones? Okay. Harley Quinn, number 4.
Yes.
I'm glad she's still going.
And number 2 drops tomorrow, dude.
Oh, I know.
Number 2. Yeah, yeah.
Meet Harley's new neighbors and shudder at the horrific realization that they are so twisted, they make her seem like a normal one on the block.
Pretty much, huh? Because she's with the freak show people. Yeah.
Her whole apartment's fucking crazy. Red Hood, oh man, I really got off this book. I really wanted to read it more. No. Red Hood and the Outlaws.
The last two finally picked up.
It's still the same writer. Will, fuck that name. Pfeiffer, I don't know, fuck his name.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. This one's going to be Will Pfeiffer and the art by Rafa Sandoval.
Is it good?
You know what, dude? It dropped off big time. I'm a big Red Hood and the Outlaw fan.
I love Red
Hood. Yeah. It dropped off from about 22 up until recently.
Yeah, like when he started, like, meet when those
he
monks?
Went back to, yes.
I stopped reading him. Like, yes. What the fuck?
To the League of Assassins. Place was just so sloppy, dude. Jesus. And then they swept it under the rug, which, yeah, it finally picked up last one. So
all right, so we got Jason and Cora set yes. out to deliver justice to alien murderers, but they'll need to steal a spaceship, of course, to do it. Now, when the New 52 has something like they could borrow. 52 has something like that.
Oh, it asks if there's somebody in the DC Universe 52 that would have a spaceship for them to use.
Okay.
Who would it? Cyborg?
Maybe.
Oh.
I'm glad. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we got Talon, which I don't read.
I don't read, although that cover looks awesome, dude. What number is that one, dude?
17.
17. I believe they're going to end on 18 or 19 on that one, dude. Yeah. It was. I didn't. Really care for it.
Green Lantern, all 20 books. Fuck that.
Yeah.
All right. Red Lantern's green, black. Jesus.
The
Christ.
Green Lantern's corpse. Yeah.
All Star Western. No.
I read only the one that went into the Court of Owls.
Animal Man.
I love Animal Man. Are you reading it?
I am.
All right, go for it, dude.
29, written by Jeff Lemire.
Yes.
Art and cover by Jeff Lemire.
Yes.
A special finale. Mm. To Jeff Lemire's run
bummer.
On the series by the creative team that launched Animal Man in the New 52. What is left of Buddy in the wake of Involved or Die?
Oh, that's right. Because his little girl's getting seduced now. She's the avatar. It's interesting. Okay, Jeff Lemire's last one. Fuck it. Heartbroken. Nice, dude. All right, here we go, guys. Teen Titans number 29. They're canceling you anyways, so we won't talk about you. Scott Lobdell, love you, man. Next one's going to be Swamp Thing number 29, written by Charles Soule, art by Jesus Saiz. March 5th, the three-part Gift of the Serene arrives to usher in major changes to the Green. Alec Holland begins his journey across the globe in search of the truth behind an incredible offer from the mysterious cult known as the Serene.
Okay.
So he's the avatar of the Green again, which is great.
All right. Boy, he did fucking snap Snyder's back.
This is very... Jesus. All right, man. We got a bunch of trade paperbacks that are going to be dropping, guys. Let's see. You want to talk about any Image?
We'll go some Image. Let's see. Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Let's find it then real quick, dude.
I think... No, not green.
Black? There you go. Image. Let's go some Image, guys. All right, you start up Image.
All right, see what we got. See if we have any...
And I think they're just going to be like...
Oh, fuck.
And anyway, right?
Oh, we got it. There we go.
There you go. Okay, there you go, man. Anywhere you want to start it, dude.
To use. Let's see. Sneak peek. Starlight. No. We got Real Heroes number one. It's Brian Hitch.
Right?
And cover. There's like five. You know, Image has like 20,000 covers.
Always. Yeah.
Story and art by Brian Hitch.
Okay.
There are six most famous actors in the world, and together they play the Olympians.
Oh, okay.
The biggest superhero movie franchise in history. Would you ask them to save the world? They may be our only hope.
I don't know about all that.
Skip.
Go for the next one, dude.
Noah HC. So.
Okay.
Darren Aronsuki and Ariel Handel.
Okay.
Let's see. It's fresh take on the biblical epic of the 21st century. A fantastic world is about to be destroyed, and one man is chosen to start a new one. As wicked forces try to take the Ark, Noah must hold his family together while they watch. They watch destruction infused by the Book of Genesis. So, if you want to see this just open the Bible, read the first two chapters, and you got it.
There you go. Nice way to put it.
Art looks pretty good. Oh, this looks crisp. No, I don't want to read that one.
Go for it.
The Darkness.
The Darkness.
Huh. Yeah, you can read that one.
All right. The Darkness. Now, we knew somebody that was a big Darkness fan. Alice Cott is the story. Art by Dean Ormston. It's going to be... Predator Books to deliver this special Tales of the Darkness one-shot. Oh, it's a one-shot. There you go.
Thank God.
The Roman Empire is on the edge of collapse. A part of its army is stranded deep within the Visigoth territory. The barbarian leader wakes up in a mass grave. He should be dead, yet he is not. I'm not going to pick it up. Skull Kickers number 25.
We should just go by authors.
Think Tank.
No.
Jan's Atomic Heart. And other stories. Chew's out. Have you picked up anything from Chew yet? Or Fatale? Or Morning Glories?
No, I heard Morning Glories is okay.
I heard Morning Glories is pretty good, dude.
They gotta have some better image shit. What the fuck's going on here?
So...
East of West or anything?
Sex, fuck? Are you reading Sex Satellite, Sam? Revival.
Revival I'm reading. That's a good
Revival number 9, dude. Edmund Holt is up to something. Dina and her son Coop are having issues about the thing in the woods. Lester is having issues with the thing in the woods. And M, left alone, is looking for new ways to feel something. Anything. You got me into it. I had too much in my fucking my pull list to fucking even jump on, dude. But I would love to jump on board with a trade paperback sometime, dude. Ghosted number 8, Joshua Williamson, David Gianfelice, and Miroslav Mrava. In the jungles of Mexico, the Brotherhood of the Closed Books ply their supernatural trade and give Jackson T. Winters and his associates very real reasons to be afraid of the dark.
Nice.
I like where it's going, Adam.
I do. I just read number 6.
Ooh, there you go. Read this this one and then the one to the left of it, because I know you're collecting 5.
Ooh, 5 Ghosts. Yes, Frank J. Barbinarine. What horrors await on the Island of Dreams? Find out in the chapter of Lost Coastlines. This is a great book. Every book is pretty right on, man.
Cool, cool.
It's very good. And what's the other book? 5 Weapons?
Elephant Men.
Oh, Elephant Men. I'm not reading Elephant Men.
No, read it for me, dude.
Oh, for you.
Yeah, I picked up a one shot, dude.
Marion Churchland returns to Elephant to tell the story of Angel, the girl who wants to be. This is fucking weird, dog. I can't read.
Marion Churchland and Richard Starkings. Marion Churchland returns to Elephant Man to tell the tale. Story of Agath, the girl who wanted to be Yvette. Now, I was curious about it. Because I dig, dude. But I'm collecting fucking Dead Body Road. Dead Body Road comes number 2 comes out tomorrow. This one is Justin Jordan is the story. Matt Mateo Scalera and Moreno Dionisio are the artists. Gage has taken one of his wife's murderers captive in the back of his van. There you go. So it was his wife. Fucking spoilers. I'm spoiling myself, man. In pursuit is a fleet of bikers and other murderous bastards. Are you ready for an interrogation at 100 miles per hour? All right. I'm done with that.
Okay.
Are you collecting Cyberforce or Bounce by chance?
No.
Aphrodite?
No, thanks.
Black Science?
I was, but I jumped off. Okay. 2.
No problem. Let's do
East. What is that? East of West?
Yeah, dude. East of West number 11. Now, this is going to be spoilers for us, dude. But fuck it. East of West number 11. Jonathan Hickman, our boy. Art by Nick Dragota. The Nation Xiaolin. The Bride of Death makes her first moves in the great game of nations. The Chosen begin to splinter.
Okay. At least that wasn't like
a
huge
spoiler. All right, dude. 5 Weapons. Invincible, are you collecting?
Nah.
The Great Pacific?
Nah.
Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh, I fell off like an issue 2.
Me too.
This is boring.
It got so fucking bad. And I love fucking Mark Millar, but the way he was writing that, I just wasn't fucking feeling, dude. Mind the Gap. Morning Glories number 39, guys. One Hit Wonder. What else we got? Prosecutor's Revenger. Sex Savers. Let's read Satellite Sam for anyone. Satellite Sam Matt Fraction and Howard Shaken. This is Satellite Sam number 7. It's going to be March 5th. Sex, death, live TV as a show writer finds himself ensnared in a blackmail scheme. The girl behind the scenes stumbles onto the late Carlisle White's biggest secret of all, which can't help his son Michael from descending even further into a world of cheap sex and celebrity.
Nah.
I love Fraction.
Spawn? Yeah. No.
Let me read it, dude. I gotta God damn read it, dude. Spawn 241, story by Todd McFarlane, art by Simon Krasinski, cover by Simon Krasinski. March 5th, 299. What happened with Jim and Cagliostro at the foundation construction site? Blood and his men seek to find answers, but unexpected guests may alter their plans. Don't know what that means. Don't collect Spawn.
Don't
in
care.
Ages. Don't really care. This one I do care about. I'm loving 10 grand. This is still an Image comic, guys. 10 grand is a great fucking comic. I'm loving it, dude. 10 grand number 9, story by J. Michael Straczynski, art and cover by C.P. Smith. New art on this is fucking gorgeous, guys. When Joe Fitzgerald was hired to find a runaway, he never imagined that pursuing that case would take him into the afterlife, tracking the man who was also responsible for the death of the woman he loved. Having crossed into hell, Joe had at last discovers what seemed like a simple case is in fact a plot to tear down the walls of heaven, overthrow God, and reboot creation.
Jeez.
And Joe is the only man who can stop the destruction of everything. I like that, dude, where that's going then, dude.
All right.
So there's a way bigger picture. Are you collecting any of the Walking Deads at all?
No.
No? All right.
Too many.
You know... Yeah, I'm too many, dude. I'll back you up on that, dude. All right, man. Well, I think we've got all of them, dude. Then, right?
We got about...
Ooh, no. We got a few more, dude.
What we got?
All right, guys. We have a... Ooh, actually, let me kill... Find me some time, dude. Let me find them.
Go for
dude.
It.
All right.
Fucking...
Fuck. this one is a lot of them, dude. All right. Iron Patriot number 1 is going to drop, guys.
Iron Patriot. Nice.
Ghost Rider number 1 is going to drop. Felipe Smith? No?
I don't know. Right. I wasn't really a Ghost Rider.
Okay, then let me go Daredevil number 1. Mark Waid is going to be writing this. Chris Samney, still they're going to be on it, nice. Dude. Because you demanded it. Join Marvel's fearless hero as he begins his most awe-inspiring adventure yet in the sunny city of San Francisco. Gifted with an imperceptible radar sense and a passion for justice, blind lawyer Matt Murdock, a.k.a. Daredevil, protects the Golden City Street from all manner of evil. But his changes are in store. What big changes are in store for Matt Murdock as he haunts an old and as old haunts and familiar faces rise to give the devil his due. Hold on tight, because here comes Daredevil, the man without fear. I'm on board. He's gonna be in New York now. Like you mentioned, they're gonna have a bunch of covers.
Sweet.
New Avengers. You in it?
Yes.
All right. You want to take?
Nah.
All right. New Avengers: The Night Before the World Ended. Ooh, interesting.
God. Wait.
Spoiler.
Okay, that's not spoiled. No.
Nope.
No.
Okay,
no.
New Avengers number 1.
God damn
that
it.
That one's going to be New Avengers 16.9.
Okay.
Okay, Moon Knight number 1. I was never a Moon Knight fan.
It's like a wannabe Batman.
Okay, this one's going to be Moon Knight number 1. Warren Ellis. I like Warren Ellis. Declan Shalvey is the artist, guys. Mark Spector is Moon Knight. Or is he? It's hard to tell these days, especially when New York's wildest vigilante protects the street with a two-fisted justice and 3. That's right, count them, 3 different personalities. Okay, I'm over
yeah,
it already, dude. It's a number 1.
Straight to fucking trades.
It's a number 1, but yeah.
Iron Man, are we reading this?
I am not, actually, dude.
Silver Surfer, New Dawn.
Yes.
This is a
Silver
dance
Surfer,
slot.
Dance slot. Count me fucking in, dude.
The universe is big, bigger than you can ever imagine. And the Silver Surfer, the lone sentinel of the skyways, is about to discover that the best way to see it is with someone else. Oh, yeah, I read the preview to this.
Nice.
Meet the Earth Girl who changed the Surfer to go beyond the boundaries of the known Marvel U into the strange, the new, and the utter fantastic. Anywhere and everywhere, hang on, the Silver Surfer.
I dig. So Dan Slott, I love Dan Slott. I'm going to follow him anywhere.
Who's Art is Michael Alfred.
Okay.
Allred.
Yes, Mike Allred. Yes, he's sick art, dude.
I saw a preview somewhere, and I was... He just goes, like, planet to planet with his chick.
Cool.
Deadpool. Fuck you, Deadpool.
Is that Deadpool in the fucking Walking Dead?
No, this is Deadpool 25 now. Deadpool 26.
You know what? Sylvester is a Deadpool fan, so shoot it out for him real quick, dude.
Pooh, okay.
Hey, Deadpool, you know,
first Marvel Now title to reach its landmark 25 issue.
Oh,
Avengers
wow.
Doesn't count. Hey, what the fuck? How come it doesn't count? Because bi-weekly? Maybe.
Yeah.
I heard they're not going bi-weekly on Invaders anymore.
That's good. So it saves us more money a month, right?
I think it's going with his other Avenger book, Avenger Ooh. Now or something.
Is he really? Okay, well, that's good enough, huh?
Because when the Deadpool re-killed, this might be a spoiler for him. Does he read it? Okay.
Yeah, he does, but it's
okay. Reanimated dead President of the United States, Agent Gorman of S.H.I.E.L.D. Stiffed him on his well-earned pay. Now his vengeance is finally brought.
I'm over it already.
But now the former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, Kristen's consciousness is struck inside his head. Will she be okay with this weakling?
Okay. Interesting. Again, over it. Find a good actually, no, read off the ones in, before you give the synopsis, dude. That way what I can say your name.
Oh, okay. All new Ghost Rider?
Negative. It looks like shit, dude.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Batman Beyond type of...
They're trying to take it, yeah, dude. Like, I don't know, but I'll say negative.
Uncanny X-Men 19.0.
You know, spoilers?
I don't want to spoil
okay,
myself.
Okay, touche. Go for it, man.
That's Captain one. Marvel? Captain Number Marvel. One is not the...
We already went over Captain Marvel in...
This is not Snooki, but it's some...
Oh, okay, reread that one. They might as well, dude.
Kelly Sue and David Lopez writing.
Yeah, Kelly Sue DeConnick, I like the way she writes. She's writing pretty deadly right now, right?
Oh, yeah, she is. Higher, farther, faster, more begins. Mm. Hero, pilot, Avenger, Captain Marvel, Earth's mightiest hero with the death-defying powers and an attitude to match.
Okay.
Is back and launching her head first into all new ongoing series. As Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Carol Danvers,
yeah.
Comes to a crossroad with a new life and a new romance, of course. She makes a dramatic decision that will alter the course of her life and the entire Marvel Universe, Jesus, in the months to come. So it's going to affect
everything.
Marvel Universe, who she's going to bang. It's time to go higher and throw this book away.
You're gonna
read this?
It's number one.
All right, number one. I'm down.
We gotta review it.
These are all $4 books.
Oh, fucking shit, dude. I gotta get a second job for this summer for my fucking comic addiction that sucks dick to
go. Iron Patriot.
Iron Patriot. I'm an Iron Patriot fan. I'm not even collecting Iron Man. Why would I collect Iron Patriot? Go for it.
Ooh. Magneto one.
Oh my gosh, yes. All right, here we go, guys. Magneto number one. On the deadliest, most feared, and mutant... Once the deadliest, most feared, and mutant mastermind on the planet, Magneto is no longer the man he once was. After falling in with Cyclops and the X-Men, Eric Lenisher became just one more pawn in another man's war, but now determined to fight the war for mutantkind's survival on his own terms. Magneto sets out to regain what he's lost and show the world exactly why it should tremble at the sound of his name. Fuck, he's gonna get gangster, dude. Magneto will safeguard the future of the mutant race by hunting down each and every threat that would see his kind extinguished.
Jesus.
And bloody his hands that they may never be a threat again. Written by Colin Bunn, written by Gabriel Hernandez Walter. Yes.
Was it say what date?
Yes. This one, the date for this comes out. It's gonna be a $3.99 book. And this one does not have
fuckers.
Fuckers. So it's got to be soon though, dude. So Secret Avengers, are you a Secret Avengers
fan? No, I read the first issue. Thought it was this is Hawkeye, Wolverine and the X. I thought that was over.
Wolverine and the X Men. I think they're gonna be the launch.
You know what? It's too many damn books.
Too many Wolverine titles. Right?
So we got. Uncanny Avengers, yes.
There you go, that's the one.
Number one. This is Rick Remender and Daniel... how do you say that real quick?
This is going to be Daniel Acuña.
Acuña,
yeah.
Welcome to Planet X, the new mutant homeland where everything is... Oh, fuck, this is spoilers. Everything is great, presuming that you possess the mutant gene. Janet Van Dyer and Wasp. Is the last human beings alive, recklessly pursued by Magneto and his all-new X-Force and their...
Magneto and his new X-Force?
Yes, it's pursued by Magneto and his all-new X-Force and their No More Mutant campaign.
Ooh.
And protected by her husband, Havoc, witness The Fate of Uncanny Avengers, Who Survived the Apocalypse Twins.
Oh, that's an alternate reality then, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you scared me. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, because they do the Apocalypse Twins.
Okay.
It's really good.
Really? Okay, I gotta jump in on that, dude. Trade paperback, dude. Next sale, dude.
Fuck yeah. Oh, actually, I took all of them. I took all the packages.
I know you did, man.
Avengers Undercover.
Are you on board? Read about it. Who's the artist?
Dennis Hopeless is a writer, and Kevin Walker.
Kev Walker, okay.
It looks kind of weird. Damaged by their experience with the murder world.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Five conflicted young superheroes go rogue and inflict the masters of evil, planning to bring to the Avengers. Rivals down to the within. But the longer the teens spend uncovered, the more they descend into darkness. And as they start to build relationships with these multi-layered criminals, the line between good and evil blurs. What will happen first? Joining the masters of Rio of getting exposed and killed.
I don't know. It sounds like a clusterfuck kind of.
I don't know, man. It looks pretty lame.
Okay. Negative. Next one, dude. Negative. Hit the next one, dude.
The Punisher we already read about.
Yeah. Go for the next one.
Miss Marvel we already read about. Sticky. New Warriors. Okay. This is all the shit. Okay. We got Nova.
Yes.
14 and 15. Gary Dugan. David Baudion. I can't say the last names. Anyways, 14, it's a bad time to be Nova. Let's see. Scarlet Spider joins Gary for adventure with Beta Ray. I don't know who that is. Bill begins with a band. Begins with a bang. It's a cleanup time as Sam and Bill ride through the cosmos attempting to right the wrongs that Sam made. So I think this goes back to when he fucking
the Nova.
Yeah, when
the Nova Corps thing.
Yeah, I think when he powered up that ship,
that's where it's going.
That was a bad thing.
Oh, you know shit.
So and then they have issue 15. Sam leads Exodus off the. Yeah, it's a slum. It's that big ass fucking thing.
I like Sam. He's got to be like a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
In this Nova suit, and he's just a kid. But I like the interactions he's having with everyone, dude. All right, next one's gonna be Loki, agent of Asgard. We already read about Thor, God of Thunder, number 20.
Nice.
You're still collecting, right?
Yeah.
Jason Aaron, writer, sick ass writer. Isad Ribic, crazy ass fucking art. The Last Days of Midgard, part 2. You ready for some spoilers?
Nah. Okay.
Thor battles to save the Earth on two fronts. In the present day, Thor takes on Roxxon. Do you know who Roxxon is?
No.
The world's most powerful nefarious super corporation. Okay. Well, in the far future, King Thor is all that stands between old Galactus. Interesting. And the planet he's been dying to eat for a very long time. Interesting.
Okay.
Even if the King Thor wins, is the Earth still doomed? Kind of curious.
I got it.
On you, Invaders. No?
No.
Okay. Captain America.
Okay, go for it.
Captain America, here we go. Rick Remender again. Yes. Nick Klein, artist. Will Dr. Mindbubble shatter Captain America's already fragile psyche? Then Iron Nail rises, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s greatest secret revealed to the world's most dangerous man.
Okay.
On you, X-Men number 24. The Child of Jean Grey, part 5.
The Child Green Grey?
The trial.
Okay. We're going to read it, so I don't want that one.
Okay, very true. Superior Spider-Man number 29, Goblin Nation part 3 of 5. Oh. Superior Spider-Man number 30, Goblin Nation part 4 of 5.
Okay, we're going to spoil everything but these ones.
Sorry, guys. Fantastic Four number 2. Are you going to collect this one?
I'm going to collect
James
it.
Robinson.
Yeah, I'm going to collect it.
Okay. Do you want to know anything about it at all?
No.
Are you surprised? All right, cool. Savage Wolverine number 16. Are any of us fucking collecting
that? Jesus. No, I haven't.
Too many Wolverine titles. Wolverine we already spoke of, so this one's going to go into Wolverine number 3, X-Force number 2, X-Men number 12.
No, those are the ones I'm reading.
Conclusion to Ghost. Yeah, let's not do it. Winter Soldier we spoke about, right?
Yeah.
Dexter Down Under 205.
205?
Two of
five. Oh, okay.
Avengers AI number 10 can suck my dick. Anything with Age of Ultron on it can suck my balls. Anyways, Miracle Man number 4.
No.
Okay. Disney Kingdom, Seekers of the Weird.
That's a shitty book I was reading.
That's what it was. That was
I paid $4 for that. Fuck you, Disney.
This is awesome. All right, dude. George Romero, Empire of the Dead, Act Number 3 of 5. Now,
sounds kinda...
director George Romero finally is writing comic, dude. His comics, or I'm sorry, it's Zombies versus Vampires with humans caught in the crossfire as legendary George Romero unleashes his next undead epic. So
I'll jump on.
Yeah, number one, right?
Yeah.
It should be. I think it drops tomorrow, dude.
Nice.
So let me just welcome to New York years after the eruption of an undead plague, a city not only teeming with roaming zombies but also ruled by vampires. Who is plotting against the mayor? Is there a zombie uprising afoot? And who in the firecracker known as Dixie Peach? So look at the art, dude. It's gonna be by Alex Maleev, and it looks pretty sharp already, dude. George Romero, just because I haven't seen him write anything in the longest time, I think
who's he? Who's he, Alex?
He's a big writer director for not The Walking Dead, fucking zombie movie, fucking why didn't I? Night of the Living, nah, done.
Shaun of the Dead.
No, it's a. Oh my god, those guys are gonna chew me up for that one. This is like a, it's Night of the Living Dead, something like that.
Army of Darkness?
George Romero. No, dude, I'll look for it. Read the next one and I'll
tell
you right now.
We got Bullseye, Captain Marvel Universe, Avengers Assemble. No. Superior Spider-Man Annual number 2.
Ooh, long con of curious, dude.
Alrighty. The Last Temperament of Green Goblin.
Okay.
As Goblin consumes New York, the Superior Spider-Man's world is in flames. Jesus. Who will rise? Who will fall? No one will be the same after this. Okay, that looks pretty good. Look at the fucking cover, dude. Jesus Christ.
I love it, dude.
It's Green Goblin eating a spider.
A spider, dude. Yeah.
Very cool. Iron Man, no. Superior foils of Spider-Man, Nick Spencer. Reading. They don't get now the superior foils of Spider-Man. Is there a rat in the Sinister Six? Ooh. There's still only 5 members. Spencer continues the sleeper hit of the now. That's true. It's a sleeper book. I mean, nobody knows about it. Nobody really reads it. It's a pretty good book.
That's true, man. All right.
Black Widow number 4. That's the guy from Nathan Alberson.
Nathan Edmondson. Yes, dude. Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, it's the artist.
Is Phil Noto. Do we want to ruin this for us?
Nah.
Alright, cool. Captain America Homecoming is coming out, guys. Thunderbolts number 23. I want to get into Thunderbolts, but only because it's Charles Soule writing it,
yeah.
Dude. It's Venom's turn to set the Thunderbolts' mission, so why does he have them targeting himself? That's right, Venom versus the Thunderbolts.
So you understand how it works, right, with the Thunderbolts? The group of guys, they fucking throw their names in a hat, and they pick one, say that now it's Venom, so now they have to do what Venom's mission, like wants to kill somebody.
No shit.
Or do something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That could be good then, dude. Hawkeye number 18.
What the hell, Saga? What the fuck's going on here?
It looks like it, right? This one, dude. Oh, Uncanny X-Men number 18 cover.
Dude,
We're not gonna spoil it for ourselves. Origin 2 Wolverine. Origin 2
comes out tomorrow.
Number 4 of 5. So
number 2 comes out tomorrow.
Number 2 comes out tomorrow, dude. All new X-Factor 4 and 5. They're gonna be weekly, Adam?
I don't know, man. I think so. Because
assholes. Or bi-weekly probably then, dude.
Well, last week it dropped.
Night of the Living Deadpool. Night of the Living... Suck my dick already.
Dude.
Amazing X-Men number 5. We're looking forward to, dude.
Yeah.
So, that's about it, dude. A bunch of trade paperbacks are going to be dropping, dude. Guardians of the Galaxy trade paperback. Superior Spider-Man trade paperback, dude. Now's the time to catch up, guys. We just thought we'd do this special episode for you guys just to give you some insight on these comics that will be dropping over the next few months. If there's something you want us to read, like always, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. Sorry about me butchering every name that came up. I can't read.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ask how I read comics.
You do a great job, man. You do a great job. But yeah, if you guys want to contact us, definitely hit up Adam.
You can hit me up at Man the Beaner.
You can hit me up at the number 4, The Villain. You guys can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, thecomicsyndicate.com. And that's it, man. Hope you guys enjoyed our bullshit. Hit us up. Let us know how bad we sounded today.
Not too much. All right, guys. See you later.
Peace out.